2 weeks ago, my granddaughter came to visit me.
两个星期以前，我的外孙女来访问我。
At the first sight, I said to them.
当我一看到他们，我就对他们说
，Grace, Sarah, you're growing up.
说 Sarah, Grace, 你长大了，你们都。
When are you going to reach your mom's shoulder?
什么时候你可以长到你妈妈的肩膀那么高的高度呢
？And I like to see children growing up.
我很高兴能够看到小孩子能够长大。
And today I'm very happy because I see Noah and Jeremiah came to visit us.
今天我很高兴又有看到诺亚和 Jeremiah 也来到我们当中。
And then I'm delighted.
我非常高兴。
And as you know that life and growth are two sides of the same coin.
我们知道生命和成长是一个硬币的两个方面。
And life must grow.
生命就必须会要成长。
And if life doesn't grow and is abnormal.
如果生命不成长的话，那就表示不正常。
When it does grow, it should grow to maturity and should grow to its fullness.
如果生命成长的话，它就会达到它的成熟。
Is it not everyone long for that we should have a good life?
我们每一位人都希望有一个美好的生活。
And then we figure out how to get this good life.
但是我们还要思考我们怎么样才能够得到这美好的生活。
And I don't know about you. I was taught by my parents and by my teachers that in order to get a good life, I have to do the following things.
我不了解你们是怎么样得到这样的信息。我从小就我的父母我的老师就告诉我如果要得到好的生活我就需要做以下的这些事情。
And for one thing, I have to strive to learnHow to overcome difficulties.
那第一件事情就是我必须非常的努力，能够来学习怎么样克服困难。
And my parents want me to get a PhD degree, and I failed them.
我的父母希望我能够拿到一个博士学位，可惜我没有做到。
And then they want me to get married, and I did.
然后下一件事情，他就希望我能够结婚，然后这件我做到了。
And they want me to have children, and I'm so thankful that God gave me.
那另一件事情就是他们希望 我有自己的小孩真是感谢神我有自己的两个小孩
And my parents want me to have a good job and good career And I think I'm reasonably satisfied them
我的父母也希望我有一个美好的职业那我想我在这个方面也算是基本上做到了
Now this seems to be the formula for me And I believe for many of you too
我发现这个好像是我们一个成功的一个秘诀，好像也是我们在座的所有人的一个秘诀。
But you and I realize that in reality, it may not be so.
但是我们意识到在现实当中，可能情形并不是这么简单。
And hard work does not guarantee success.
如果你努力工作的话，并不一定能够保证你就会成功。
And wanting to get married does not mean everyone will find a soulmate.
即使是你非常渴慕婚姻，但是也不一定。代表你能够找到你的另一半。
And even if you get married, you may not have children.
即使是你有结婚，但也不一定能代表你就一定会有自己的小孩。
And even you have children, they may not turn out good.
即使你有自己的小孩，也不能保证这小孩就很听话。
Now even you have all these things, you may not have health.
即使你有了上面的所有的这一切，也不代表你会有好的健康。
And even you have a good health, maybe your wife is sick.
即使是你有好的健康，也不代表你的妻子
有好的健康。Or maybe your children are sick.
或者是你的小孩健
康。And all these things are out of our control.
所有我们讲的这一切都不在我们的控制当中。
So now we know that everyone is different.
我们知道每一位弟兄姐妹都是不同的。
So therefore, if you apply one formula to all of us, and the result is disappointment.
如果我因为每一位弟兄姐妹都不一样，如果我们把同样的一个秘诀放在每一个弟兄姐妹的身上，那结果是会让人失望的。
And you may have a sense of failure.
你可能会感到有一种失败感。
Disillusionment.
你也可能觉得你的希望好像有种幻灭。
And when you're growing up and you have abandonment, you give up.
那再到一个地步，你可能就会放弃。
This is the reality of life.
这是我们生命生活的一个现实。
But Jesus wants us to have a life and life to its full.
但是耶稣他又要给我们新的生命，要给我们丰富的生命。
Now, even though we don't have a universal formula for everyone, but Jesus has a universal principle for each one of us.
尽管我们也许没有一个放之四海皆准的这样的公式，但是我们知道耶稣也给我们一个普世的这样的一个原则。
And this principle is recorded in John chapter 10, verse 10.
这样的一个原则呢，记录在约翰福音的第十章的第十节。
And I will read it carefully to you.
好
，It says, "I, that is Jesus, have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
好，在约翰福音的
Chapter 10, verse 10, the latter part.
第十章的第十节有这样说到：盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏；我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Now, chapter 10, verse 10, the second part. I have come that they may have life.
这提到说，我来是要叫人得生命。
Now, what kind of life Jesus talk about?
那我们讲的这里的生命是什么样的生命呢？
Now, obviously, it's not the biological life.
我们知道这个显然不是我们的生物方面的生命。
It is a life we have never had.
这是一个我们从来说没有的生命。
It's a life that not only change what we do, but change what we want to do.
这个不但是改变我们所做的，也改变我们所想要做的。
It's a life that we change our desire, our appetite, and our hunger.
它也是一个改变我们所期待的、所希望得到的东西。
Now the question is, how are we going to get this wonderful life?
那现在的问题是我们怎么样才能够得到这个美好的、丰盛的生命呢
？So first of all, we have to understand our condition.
那第一，我们就必须要知道我们现在的当时的、当前的状况。
And understand our need.
我们能够要需要明白我们现在的需求。
And our situation and our definition of satisfaction.
和我们的需求和我们的现在我们的关于成功满足的。
The Bible oftentimes uses an analogy between man and sheep.
在圣经当中，我们经常发现有用羊来比喻神比喻人。
Now, in order to understand this correlation, first we must understand some characteristics of a sheep.
我们为了要能够明白这两个比喻之间两者之间的这样的关系，我们先必须来看一看羊它有些什么样的特质。
And I can think of three things.
我可以想到有三条。
First, a sheep are near-sighted.
第一羊我们知道都是短视的。
Sheep are vulnerable to attack.
我们也知道羊它是非常容易受到伤害攻击。
And lastly, sheep are not able to protect himself.
我们也知道羊它没有能力来保护自己。
Now let's look at sheep is near-sighted.
我们现在看看羊是短视这个方面。
Now for those who learn biology and who understand the animal things, and they would tell you that the sheep is short-sighted.
凡是懂得生物的或者是懂得动物的都会告诉你说羊是一种短视的动物。
And they told me that if a sheep gazing at you or looking at you, you're not sure he's looking at you.
他可能会告诉你说，当羊即使他在看着你的时候，你也不知道他在看着你。
And if you look at the sheep, you find out they do nothing but the whole day they just keep eating.
你当你看羊的时候，你就发现羊好像什么都不做，所做的就只是一天不停的在吃草。
And their head is only 2 inches above the ground.
它的头离地只有2寸远。
And other animals are different.
别的动物的话可不一样。
For example, tiger or lion.They eat a big meal and then they go without food for 3-4 days.
比如说像狮子和老虎，他们吃一顿很丰盛的晚餐，然后他可以几天都不用再进食。
And when their stomach is full, they are very tamed and they don't hurt people.
当他们吃饱了以后，他们非常的温顺，他们甚至都不会去伤害人。
And deers, there's a lot around our area, are very active and vigilant.
我们知道鹿在我们这个地区有很多的鹿，那鹿非常的活泼，而且他们非常的警惕。
All day long.
他们一天蹦蹦跳跳
，But sheep is different.
但是羊是确切相反。
Sheep only mind its own business.
羊它只关心它自己的事情。
And its business is eating.
那它关心的事情就只有一项，就是吃草。
Now how do we relate the sheep and us?
那我们怎么样把人和羊又联系在一起呢
？And I think men are very short-sighted, most of them.
其实你想想，我们人很多时候都是非常的短视。
We worry about the next meal.
我们为我们下一顿的饭食在什么地方会担忧。
We worry about maybe next week my family will be well fed or not.
我们为我们家庭下个星期的生计而担忧。
And then we worry about the livelihood of our children.
我们也为我们小孩他们的生计担忧。
And most of you, and including me before, worry about whether we'll get laid off or not.
在座的很多弟兄姐妹，包括我自己，以前我们也非常担心我们会不会被炒鱿鱼。
Now, if you look at the sheep, His circle of concern is like a concentric circles.
啊，当我们看到羊的时候，羊它所关心的这个圈子就好像一些同不同尺寸的一些同心圆。
Now first he will eat the grass around him.
啊，他最开始他就吃他身边的这个草。
And then when the grass is gone, he just move to the outer circle and eat the grass again.
啊，当他把他身边这个圈子里的草吃完以后，他就到外面更大的一个圈子去吃草。
And then circle by circle from the inner circle to the outer circle.
他就这样一个圈子一个圈子吃下去，从内圈子吃到外圈。
And in the process of eating the grasses, sometimes he may go astray.
啊，当他在这个吃草的过程当中，他从内往外吃草的时候，有时候他就会迷路。
Do we oftentimes lose our direction of life?
啊，在我们的生命当中，我们是不是经常也迷失了我们前面的方向？
We keep working every day, get up in the morning, and then come home at night and sleep.
啊，我们每天早上起来，然后去工作，然后回到家，然后睡觉。
And sometimes you wonder what I'm doing here on this earth.
啊，有时候你可能会问自己，那我在这里的生命的意义在什么地方？
And our scope of concern is also like a concentric circles.
啊，我们所有的考虑、顾虑的事情，也是一些同心圆。
And the center of the circle is me.
啊，在这些同心圆的中心核心是我们自己。
And then my wife and my children.
啊，接下来是我的妻子啊，我的孩子。
And then my family and the extended family.
啊，或者我的家人或者其他的家人。
And then friends and my colleague.
啊，或者是在外面是我的朋友和我的同事。
Now when everything goes smooth, everything is fine.
啊，当事情都很顺利的时候，好像没有什么问题。
But if danger came.
啊，但是有困难或者是危险来到的时候。
Or destitution of hardship came upon us.
或者是有逼迫来到的时候。
Or maybe there's a conflict of interest.
啊，或者是有利益冲突的时候。
I mean, or maybe our life is threatened by something.
或者我们的生命受到威胁的时候。
Then we gradually give up the circles.
啊，我们开始逐渐的、慢慢的啊，放弃我们的一些外围的圈子。
Start out, give up the outer circle.
啊，我们先是放弃外围的圈子。
And then the inner circle.
啊，慢慢的我们也会放弃一些内部的圈子。
And when circumstances force us to do so, we may give up our wife and our children.
啊，当情况恶化到一个地步的时候，我们甚至会放弃我们的妻子或者是我们的孩子。
And this thing has happened during the Cultural Revolution of the 60s and 70s.
啊，这个在啊中国的六七十年代文化大革命的时候也发生过。
And even though I didn't experience this, circumstances, but many of my friends told me about his family.
啊，尽管我自己没有这样的亲身的经历，但是有很多我的朋友有告诉我这样的经过。
Now this nearsightedness can be best described by the Bible.
啊，这样的短视，我们在啊圣经中也有这样的记载。
And Jesus told us a parable.
啊，耶稣用寓言向我们来讲述这样一个道理。
Which is recorded in Luke chapter 12. Starting from verse 16 to verse 21.
啊，这个在路加福音的第十二章啊，从十六节一直到二十一节。
And let me paraphrase the story to you.
啊，让我来啊转述这样的故事。
And basically, it talk about a very successful businessman.
啊，这个故事讲的是一个非常成功的商人。
And it happened that his job is a farmer.
啊，他的职业的话呢，就是。啊，种田。
And he was so blessed that his ground produced a good crop.
啊，他啊真是很有福气，很有福分。他的啊产，他的地产出非常的丰富。
But blessing sometimes causing problem.
啊，但是我们知道，有时候一些祝福也会带来一些麻烦。
But fortunately, this is a good problem for him.
啊，这个很有幸的是这样的一个问题呢，对他来说是一个好的问题。
And he said, I have no place to store my crop.
他自己对自己说，我没有地方来收藏我的粮食。
But he's a clever man.
啊，但是他是一个很聪明的人。
And he came up with a strategy.
啊，他就想出了一个好的办法。
And I think the strategy is a good one.
啊，我想他的这个办法其实是挺不错的一个主意。
He said, "I will tear down my barns and build a bigger one."
啊，他说我会把我的粮仓给拆掉，然后我会盖一个更大的。
I mean, is it reasonable, right?
啊，这是其实很合理的。
Now, when he had it all.
啊，但是当他开始以后呢
？He had some kind of internal conversation in his mind.
啊，在他的头脑里面有自己内心的一些独白。
He said, "I'm rich."
他说我很富有。
I can retire now.
啊，我可以退休了。
I can take life easy.
啊，我可以过一个很容易的生活。
Eat, drink, and be merry.
啊，我只需要吃喝，然后啊快乐。
But God said to him.
但是神对他说。
Yes, you have everything.
啊，是的，你好像拥有一切。
But you may not have tomorrow.
但是你可能没有明天。
Jesus told him that you are the fool.
啊，耶稣说你真是一个愚蠢的人。
Now, what does a fool mean?
啊，这个愚蠢无知的人的什么意思呢
？Fool is a muddle-headed person.
啊，愚蠢无知的人意思就是头脑啊有啊糊涂的人。
And in Cantonese, it says that his nerves are mangled up.
啊，那用这个广东话来说，就是他有点神经有点错乱的意思。
Yeah, I mean, this is a very strong word.
啊，这是一个语气非常重的词。
And it's a deprecating name calling.
啊，这是一个啊用来贬低人的一个话。
Now I want to warn you. Only God has the right to rightly call people a fool.
啊，我就想提醒大家一下，只有神才有这样的资格能叫人是愚蠢的。
Tell anyone a fool. If you do that, you will be in big trouble.
啊，我们自己不能这样说。如果我们这样说的话，我们自己会陷入很大的麻烦。
So you see that people care about today and ignore tomorrow.
啊，我们看到人他们关心的是今天，而忽视明天。
And we care about the earthly things and forget about what is above.
啊，我们知道人都是啊重视属世的，而忽视属天的。
And most of us.Care about the temporal rather than the eternal.
我们知道人重视的是临时暂时的，而忽视了永恒的。
Now, secondly, a sheep is vulnerable to attack.
好，那第二点就是羊，它很容易受到伤害。
Now, how do you demonstrate that?
你如何能够显示羊容易受到伤害呢
？Now, a thief can steal a sheep very easily.
其实我们知道盗贼很容易来偷羊。
Just imagine if you want to steal a cow. It's very difficult because it's a very powerful built animal.
如果你想象一下，如果盗贼要去偷牛的话，其实是非常困难的一件事情，因为牛是非常的强壮。
And then you said I steal a chicken.
你可能会说我去偷一只鸡，你很容易应该。
Not quite so.
其实也不一定哦。
Because when you grab a chicken, the chicken will crow right at your hand.
因为当你去抓一只鸡的时候，可能鸡在你的手上就会鸣叫。
Now how do you steal a dog?
那你怎么去偷条狗呢
？2-3 miles before you approaching it, it start to bark.
在几里外你还没来的时候，它开始就叫叫叫起来。
But the Brazilian ranger told us that to steal a sheep is very easy because he lost many.
但是我们知道这个在巴西的一些牧人他会告诉你偷羊其实很容易。
Now the thief may just quietly come after the sheep.
这个盗贼只需要静悄悄的来到这个羊的面前。
And he took off his jacket.
他脱下他的外套。
And wrap around the sheep.
这样罩在这个羊的身上。
And then carry over on his shoulder.
然后就可以把羊扛在他的肩上。
And the sheep is very cooperative and follow him.
这个羊呢也非常的配合，丝毫不反抗。
And then without any sound of disturbance heard.
真的你。可以说是悄无声息，听不到任何反抗的声音。
And then, in fact, the Bible used the sheep to describe Christ when he voluntarily gave up his wife for our sins.
我们知道在圣经里面，我们也用羊羔来表征耶稣，特别是当神放弃他自动的放弃他的属神的地位。
And in order to really demonstrate his humility and his obedience.
用羊来表征耶稣也是为了表达他的谦卑和他的顺服。
And in Isaiah chapter 53, which is a familiar verse.
在以赛亚书第53章。
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
在以赛亚书53章有这样说到，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
So Jesus is not only a shepherd, he's only also a sheep.
我们知道耶稣他不但是牧羊人，他也是羊。
So we know that just like Jesus is a sacrifice, and also he is a redeemer.
我们知道就像耶稣，他不但是一个祭祀的祭品，他也是一个拯救者。
Now let's look at John chapter 10, the first part of verse 10.
我们来看看这个约翰福音第十章的第十节的前半段。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
盗贼来了，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Now the question is why the thief can come to your house?
那这个问题就是为什么会让盗贼来到我们的家呢？
Well, because your house is not protected.
那是因为你的家没有保护。
Then comes the next question. Jesus should be our protector, right? How come Jesus didn't protect us?
那下面一个问题就是耶稣不是我们的保护者吗？那为什么耶稣没有保护我们的家庭呢？
In our recent daily Bible sharing, I found out there's an answer to this question.
在我们每天每日读经的经文当中，我找到了答案。
It's recorded in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26 and 27.
是在箴言的第十四章二十六节、二十七节记载着。
Listen carefully. He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress.And for his children, it will be a refuge.
敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
Do you see what it say? If you fear the Lord, then the Lord will be your secure fortress.
你看到这里了吗？如果你敬畏耶和华的话，耶和华就成为你的避难所。
Now it follows that if you don't fear the Lord, then this secure fortress will be removed.
这也就表示如果你没有对神的敬畏，你的避难所就会被挪去。
Then you are vulnerable to Satan's attack.
那你就会很容易受到撒旦的攻击。
And not only for us, but more importantly for our children.
这不但是对我们而言，也是对我们的孩子而言。
The Bible says, and for his children, it will be a refuge.
圣经中有提到，他的儿女也有避难所。
You know,You cannot leave a child home alone when the child was young.
你知道当孩子还小的时候，年幼的时候，你不能把孩子单独留在家里。
Because you jeopardize your child.
因为这样你会让你的孩子陷入到危险当中。
And it's liable for criminal judgment.
很容易，你这样的话很容易受到审判。
So therefore, if you don't fear God, we jeopardize the spiritual well-being of our children.
所以可见，当我们对神没有敬畏的时候，我们让我们孩子的属灵生命受到了威胁。
In other words, we are committing a crime before the Lord.
换一种说法，我们在神面前，我们犯罪了。
Now, on the positive side, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life.
我们知道，从一个正面的角度来说，当我们对神有敬畏的时候，神其实我们生命的源泉。
And protection is a passive sign.
那保护只是一个被动的方面。
But founding the Fountain of life is an active thing.
生命的源泉是一个正面的、积极的方面。
So the Bible says, turning a man from the snare of death.
圣经中也提到说，使人离开死亡的网罗。
And any one of you may agree with me that in our life we have a lot of chances that we may have died.
你在座的可能大家也会同意我的说法。我们生命当中有很多次，可能我们的生命会遇到有死亡的威胁。
Had it not been for the grace of God, you and I may not be here today.
如果不是神的恩典，可能我们都不能在这个地方。
And I am an example. I was born as a preemie.
就拿我来说，我是还没有足月我就出生了。
And then my mother pregnant for only 7 months.
我的母亲当时怀我的时候只怀了七个月的时间。
And then I cannot wait. I said I want to go out.
我就很心急，我就说我要出来。
And when I went out, I only weighed a little bit over 3 pounds.
当我出生的时候，我只有3磅多一点。
Now in those days, a baby of this kind very difficult to survive.
在那个时代，三磅多一点的小孩子真是非常能
存活。And then I stayed in an incubator for many months.
我在一个育儿箱里面待了很长的时间。
And if I have time, I can tell you many life and dangerous story to you.
如果有时间的话，我可以告诉你我生命当中遇到的很多的一些困
难。So therefore, we must fear our Lord in order to have this kind of protection around us.
所以我们要对我们的神要有敬畏，才能够有我们神的保护。
Now, what does it mean by fearing our Lord?
那我们讲到这个敬畏代表什么样的意思呢？
And simply put, it's an outpouring of our whole being.With awe and worship to God for what He really is.
那敬畏的话，其实就是从我们内心中，我们对神的一种敬畏，然后也包括我们对神的这种敬拜。
So because God is love, because God is righteousness and justice and purity, and we worship Him.
对神的敬拜，愿我们知道神是爱，神也是圣洁，神也是公义、公正，神也是纯洁的，所以我们来敬拜、赞美他。
Now in the same way, men are vulnerable to temptations.
同样的，我们也可以理解人很容易受到一些诱惑的攻击。
And that's one thing I really don't quite understand.
这是一个我真的很难明白的事情。
And it's very staggering to learn that even a man who loves his wife.And love with children is still vulnerable for sexual temptation.
我们非常对我来说是一个非常惊人的，我很难理解为什么一个爱他孩子、爱他妻子的先生，同时也会受到一些性的诱惑。
No, I understand some marriages are bad and they have this affair, and understandable. But some people really love their children, their life, but under certain circumstances, they commit adultery.
我们知道有些时候如果婚姻不幸福的时候，这样的事情我还多少可以理解，但是有些时候我们看到有些先生可能很爱他的妻子，也爱他的家，但是还是会受到性的诱惑。
And I say this to warn anyone, any man right here.
那我现在这是对我们在座的每一位的弟兄的一个
And Satan love Christian men to fall into this kind of temptation, especially Christian leaders.
我们知道撒旦很愿意我们每一位的基督徒，特别是基督徒里面的一些领袖，能够陷入这样的诱惑当中。
And when we fall, we pay handsomely.
那如果我们陷入这样的陷阱当中的时候，我们最后会要付上沉重的代价。
Let's learn what the Bible says.
那我们看看圣经是怎么说。
Proverbs chapter 7, verse 23.
在箴言的第七章第23节有这样说。
The Bible says the adulterer will pay like arrow pierce his liver.
在箴言中有这样说，犯奸淫的人，他受的惩罚就仿佛剑穿他的肝。
Can you imagine an arrow pierce into your liver?
你能够想象剑来穿透人的肝的这个情形吗？
Or like a bird darting into the snare.
或者像如同鸟雀鸟一样积极地投入网罗。
And it's very important. Little knowing, it will cost him his life.
他却还不知道自己已经会丧命。
So if you commit this kind of sin, it costs you a lot.
如果我们犯这样的罪，我们会付出沉重的代价。
And I don't have to tell you because recently there's a big news in at least two people.
其实这个我不需要跟大家说很多，因为最近已经有两个很典型的例子。
Another thing I don't understand is I used to think that only the poor people will be greedy.
那另外一个我不了解的是，不能明白的是，以前我一直认为好像穷人会非常的贪心。
And it's understandable because I don't have money, I don't have anything to eat, so I have to find some way to buy food.
这个好像是比较能够容易理解，因为也许我没有钱，我没有食物，所以我需要有钱来购买食物。
But the part that is very difficult to understand is the very rich committed heinous crime.
但是我们发现很难让我理解的是，有些非常富有的人也犯了很大的滔天罪。
And they're cheating on people's pensions.
去偷窃别人的退休金。
And Ponzi scheme is really invented by clever and very rich men.
我们知道这个庞氏的骗局的话，其实是一个非常富有也非常聪明人的这样的发明。
And you and I know that.The hedge fund billionaire was guilty of insider trading conspiracy.
我们也知道有很多的对冲基金的一些亿万富翁，他们也被判有内部交易的罪行。
And one of the men is your IBM executive.
那其中一位就是我们 IBM 的总裁
It's very interesting.
高级职员。
The wealthy people cheat on the poor people.
所以真是非常的奇怪，好像富有的人会来剥削欺骗穷人。
And the haves.Cheat on the have-nots.
拥有的有产的好像会来欺骗无产的。
And the Bible describes it very clearly.
圣经中也有非常明确的这样
的描述。The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure.
他说人心比万物都诡诈。
And thirdly, the sheep cannot protect itself.
那第三我们知道羊没有办法能够保护自己。
And on one occasion, a mother sheep was.Leading a baby lamb up to the mountain.
其中我们有一个故事，就是讲一个母羊带着小羊到一个高山去喂奶。
And the mother sheep nursed the baby lamb right there.
那这个母羊就在那个地方来喂养小羊。
And as the baby is sucking on mother's nipple, and the mother may be feel tickling or itchy, and then her body was wriggling.
当这个小羊在吃奶的时候，这个母羊可能感到有些痒，所以它的身体就会有这样的扭动。
And then he jerked her legs.
所以它的脚就有踢了一下。
And by accident, she kicked the baby and fall down to the cliff.
那一不小心就把小羊给踢到山下去了。
And the lamb died of falling.
这小羊就这样就摔死了。
And on the other occasion, a sheep was drinking from the creek.
那另外一个例子，一只羊在小溪边喝水。
A slip of a step, and then she fell.
她一不小心一失足就掉进河里。
And then we know that the sheep has a very round body like a balloon.
我们知道小羊有一个圆圆胖胖的像一个球一样的身体。
And it flowing up.
她这么浮起来。
And the leg was so short, not able to reach the bottom.
但是她的腿呢又那么短，她的腿没有办法能够碰到地。
So this little sheep lost the balance.
这个小羊就失去了平衡。
And in a matter of few seconds, she was drowned.
在一个很短的时间里，她就已经淹死了。
And in the same way, man is helpless.
非常类似，我们人也是完全的无助，很多时候。
And then let us read a story.
这里让我们来看一个故事。
Which recorded in John chapter 5:19.
这是在约翰福音第五章。
From verse 1 to 9, but first let us look at the setting first and focus on verse 1 and verse 2.
好，我们这个是在第一节到第九节，但是我们先的话是先看看前面的两节。
And this is the background.
这是当时的背景。
And sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for feast of the Jews.
这是以后到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
Now there's in Jerusalem near the sheep gate a pool, which is in Aramaic called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades.
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子。
Now if you take a tour to Jerusalem, the guide must show you this spot.
如果你有幸去耶路撒冷旅游的话，那你的导游很有可能会带你去这个池子。
And near St. Anne Church, there is a pool.
在靠近 St. Anne 教会教堂的边上有一个池子。
And actually, it's a two pools. I have seen it. Lying side by side.
其实是两个池子连在一起，我当时有见过。
And the Bible scholar believe this is the biblical pool of Bethesda.
那圣经的学者认为这个池子就是圣经中所提到的毕士大池。
Now let's look at verse 3. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed.
好，那我们看一下第三节，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、气血枯干的和许多病人。
Now this simple verse tells us that human beings have a need.
这一节简单的圣经告诉我们，我们人都有需求。
And the sick need to be healed.
我们有这样的需求被医治。
And the jobless people need a job.
我们有需求，没有工作的人有需求，需要得到工作。
And we have all kinds of needs in our life.
我们在我们的生命当中有各种各样的需求。
Now let us read verse 4. Waiting for the moving of the water, for an angel went down to the certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had.
第四节，因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水动之后，谁先下去，无论害什么病，就痊愈了。
Now this tells us we have a problem.
这一段告诉我们，我们有一个问题。
The problem is when we have a problem, we seek man's help.
这个就告诉我们说，当我们有困难的时候，我们寻求的是人的帮助。
And these sick people seeking the help from the turning water.
这个瘸腿的人在里等。这些病的人在那里等这个水的搅动。
Now, out of grace of God, Jesus talked to one of them, only one of them.
出于神的恩典，神和其中的一位病人有这样的对话。
And verse 5, one who was there had been an invalid for 38 years.
第五节，在那里有一个人病了38年。
And Jesus tried to conduct conversation with this man.
耶稣试着要和他对话。
And then it's very interesting. Jesus asked him a question.
非常有趣的，神耶稣耶稣问他了一个问题。
Do you want to get well?
他问他说，你想得到医治吗？
And what do you think about this question? It always bothered me when I read this Bible story.
我不知道你怎么想，这个问题一直好像让我很困惑。
I mean, he came here every day.
他说他每这个瘸腿的每天都到那个池子边。
And he was sick for 38 years.
他瘸了有病了有三十八年。
What do he want?
那你会想要什么样呢？想要什么呢？
Jesus asked this question in order for him to understand himself.
耶稣他问这样的问题是为了要更了解明白这个瘸腿的。
And let me offer an alternative.
那我给你一个其他的一个选择项。
And I would say this man may not want to be healed.
其实这个瘸腿的可能他并不希望得到医治。
And do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because his lameness may invoke sympathy, and from which you can get money from people.
因为他是瘸腿的，他的瘸腿可能会让他带来很多的同情，他可以因此得了很多的钱。
If he already get well and he has no skill, what he's going to do?
如果他得到医治，他又没有任何的技能，他怎么又讨不到钱了？怎么样生活呢
？Or maybe he gave up.
或者是因为他已经完全的放弃。
If you are sick for 38 years, I mean, you just want to do not want to seek medical help anymore.
所以如果我们有谁已经病了38年以后，可能我们也就完全的放弃，不会再去寻找医治。
Always have a little pain somewhere in certain corner.
那我的肩膀这个地方在某一个角落总是会有些疼痛。
I saw the doctor give me cortisone.Feeling good for a while and then go back to the original situation.
那医生的话呢，给我开了一些药，能够让我短时的好一些。但是过了不多久，我又回到原来的状况。
And now I gave up. I just okay. Maybe I'm getting old. This is the way it is.
时间一久，我就慢慢的放弃了医治的想法。我会想说，也许就是因为我已经老了。
And then verse 7.
好，我们看第七节。
The invalid replied, "I have no one help me into the pool."
病人回答说，先生。水冻的时候，没有人把我放到池子里。
See, we see the same problem again.
我们看到一个同样的问题。
He relies on the healing of the water rather than the healing power from Jesus Christ.
他所期待的是这个搅动的水的医治的能力，而不是耶稣的医治能力。
Are we not a vivid description of our situation?
这个跟我们自己好像是非常的像。
So when you're working at IBM, when you have a problem, the first thing you do is to go to some colleague and ask him whether he can help you or not.
在我们在工作当中，如果我们遇到麻烦的时候，我们肯定去找我们的同事，看他们能不能帮助我们。
And a smart guy will ask some Chinese.
如果是很聪明的话呢，他可能会去找一些中国人来问。
And I saw one stupid guy. He asked the manager, "Can you help me?"
那有些很愚昧的人，他去问他的老板。
So we seek man's help.
我们都习惯去寻找人的帮助。
We rely on our social status.
我们依赖的是我们的社会的关系。
And then the power of money.
或者是金钱的能力。
And there's a very common saying that not what you know, but who you know is important.
我们知道，我们经常说你所知道的并不重要，你知道谁才重要。
And I think there's some truth on this saying.
这句话其实是有一定的道理。
If you know Jesus can help you, then you can solve all the problems.
如果你认识主耶稣基督，有主耶稣基督的帮助，你可以解决一切的麻烦。
And then verse 8 and 9, you see the grace of Jesus.
在第八节和第九节，我们看到神的恩典。
And then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk."
耶稣对他说，起来，你收拾你的东西，你可以走。
And Jesus healed this man, is it because he has a faith?
耶稣医治了这个瘸腿的，是因为瘸腿的人的信心吗
？In many cases, Jesus does help people who have faith.
在很多时候，我们看到耶稣的确医治那些对他有信心的人。
But not this one.
但是在这里不是这样的情形。
So we know that Jesus has abundant grace for us.
所以我们看到耶稣对我们有无限的恩典。
So in our life, we try to avoid suffering. Who doesn't?
在我们的生命当中，我们经常想要去躲避、去逃避
伤害。And seeking for pleasure.
我们需要得到的是享受快乐。
But pleasure will bring about emptiness.
但是我们知道有时候我们享受的快乐会让我们内心带来空虚。
So the fact that we avoid suffering and seeking for pleasure is really a reflection of man's finitude and God's immenseness.
当我们要想逃避受苦来寻求快乐的时候，这个时候也是正好反映出我们人的有限性和神的
有限性。And last month we went to New York to listen to a concert sung by 蔡琴。
上个月的时候我们有去纽约市去听了 一场演唱会，是蔡琴的演唱会。
And from her mouth he said the following things.
她亲口说了这样的一些话。
At the height of her career,All of a sudden, he saw a lot of young men and young women capable of singing, dancing.
在他事业的最高峰的时候，他突然发现有很多一些后起之秀，他们会唱会跳。
And he get a feeling a new wave of talents is coming upon her.
他感受到好像有一个新的一代艺人要取代他们。
And then he went to the boss.
他就来到去见他的老板。
And ask a question which I think is not very wise to ask.
他就问了一个其实可能不该问的
问题。Am I on your blacklist?
他问他的老板说，我是不是在你的黑名单上？
And without missing a beat, the boss said, yes.
立刻他的老板就他的说，是的，你在我的黑名单上。
Not only you, including your peers.
不但是你，就是包括你们那一辈的艺人都在我的黑名单上。
He was so disappointed.
他非常感到非常的失望。
But later on, when they know Jesus,He found new meanings in her life.
但后来他找到了耶稣基督，他找到他的生命当中的意义。
So in light of our nearsightedness and our vulnerability and our inability to save ourselves, we need a shepherd.
考虑到我们是近视的，也考虑到我们容易受到伤害，又没有能力来保护我们自己，我们需要一位牧羊人。
And this shepherd will lead us, will protect us, and will guide us.
这个牧羊人会来带领我们，会保护我们。
So we need a savior, not only for this life, for the life to come.
我们需要一个拯救者，不但是为了我们当时的生命，也是为我们将来的生命。
And then we go to the latter part of chapter 10, verse 10.
那我们来看一下第十章，约翰福音的第十章的第十节。
And Jesus said.I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这讲到说，我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And the word I is very, very important. I want to call it to your attention.
这里用的我来的这个我是有非常重要的意义。
Now, in order to understand the significance of this word I, first we must understand our depravity and our lostness.
那我们要能够真正的明白这个地方的含义，我们需要先来明白我们的光景，我们堕落的光景。
And in light of this lostness, people throughout the history has invented so many distorted view of God and come up with many eccentric imagination.
在我们人类的历史当中，我们形成了很多一些对神的一些扭曲的观点，而且用我们的天才的怪异的想象，我们也形成了很多一些世界观。我给大家一些三个例子。
And pantheism.
第一个是泛神论。
And then pantheism says the universe is God and everything is God and God is good.
那泛神论就是说宇宙世界就是神，所有的在其中的都是神，神是美好的。
And this have a problem. If some people hurt you, is it good?
这个问题就来了，如果有人伤害到你，这是件好的事情吗？
And according to them, in this God is good, God is all is good universe, is nothing wrong.
那根据他们的这个泛神论的观点，这个世界一切都是神，神都是美好。那这样的话就没有任何的都没有任何的问题。
But Jesus said, "I have come." The I denies pantheism.
但是我们看到这里讲的我来了的我，其实就反驳了泛神论的观点。
I means God has a personality.
这里我表达神有他的位格，有他的个性。
And he has the capacity to feel and the pain and joy and sadness.
他也会感受到伤心，也会感受到痛苦，也会感
受快乐。And he has a will, has an intellect, and his emotion.
他也会他是有意志、有智慧，也会有 冲动。
And Jesus is 100% man and 100% God.
耶稣他是百分之百的人，也是百分之百的神。
So to know him is really a thou-I relationship rather than a thou-it relationship.
所以要想认识神的话，是一个我和你的这样的一个关系通过。
Another perverted philosophy is the polytheism.
另外一个扭曲的这样的观念是多神论。
They believe the universe has many, many gods.
他多神论的观点认为在这个宇宙世界当中有许多的神。
And some god may govern the cultivation or birth.
那有些神呢，他所掌管的是农业或者是生育。
And some gods are responsible for reaping and harvesting.
那有一些他掌管的可能是收获。
And some gods are govern disasters.
那有些神所掌管的是一些灾难。
And this is a god you better not mess around.
这个就是你可能不想要碰到的神。
And Hinduism and many Chinese folk religions are examples.
我们知道印度教或者是一些中国的一些民间的宗教都是属于这样的。
But Jesus said, I have come.That they may have life. The I negates polytheism.
那这里在第十章第十节讲到，我来了，叫人得生命的我，就表达是对多神论的一个否决。
And the Bible clearly says, "You shall have no other gods before me."
圣经中有清楚的提到，除我以外没有他神。
And there's no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
在天下没有吃下别的名能够靠着可以得救。
And then another perverted thought is deism.
那另外一个错误的观念就是自然神论。
Yeah, they believe God is a creator.
他们持自然神论的人，他们认为神是创造者。
But our relationship with this God is not a personal relationship, but a natural law.
但是我们和这位神的关系不是一个个人属个人的关系，而是一个自然律的关系。
And it's very much like a clockmaker wind up the spring and let the watch run by itself.
就仿佛是一个做钟表的匠人，他把钟表上好了发条，然后就让这个钟走下去。
And prayer has no meaning.
所以祷告在他们看来没有任何的意义。
And worship has no meaning.
敬拜也没有任何意义。
And maybe there are some good news for them. There will be no judgment later.
他们得到的就是结论，对他们来说可能是个好消息，就是以后没有审判。
But Jesus said, "I have come that I negate deism."
我们知道这里讲到我来了，这个我也是对自然神论的一个否定。
Because God cares about us.
因为神他关心我们。
God listened to our prayer.
他也听我们的祷告。
He's our Savior and our friend and our God.
他是我们的拯救，是我们的朋友，也是我们的拯救者。
Do you know what?Jesus said when they first resurrected.
你知道当耶稣复活的时候他怎么说吗？他说了什么
？First word.
第一句话。
Mary.
他说的是玛利亚。
He knows our name.
他知道我们的名字。
Now Jesus is our good shepherd.
耶稣是我们的好牧者。
Because the Bible says, "I am the good shepherd."
在圣经里面提到说我是好牧人。
Now the word "I am" has a linguistic significance.
这里我是是有一个语言学上的一个重要的意义。
It means eternal and self-sufficient one.
它表达的是神是自存、永存、永在的神。
And the Gospel John 7 times Jesus talked about "I am."
在约翰福音这里耶稣有七次用到我是这句话。
I am the heavenly manna.
是我是从天上的玛拿。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
I'm the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I'm the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I'm the way and the truth and life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I'm the resurrection and the life.
生命在我，复活在我。
And I'm the gate for the sheep.
我是羊的门。
Now that points to another thought. What is the right gate and the wrong gate?
这个就带我们带到另外一个问题：什么样是好的门，什么样是错误的门。
This is mouthful of things to say, but we just summarize in few words.
这个是很大的一个问题，但是我们就用很简单的几句话来概括。
And through the history, the atheistic thinkers, philosophers, religious leaders, and sociologists try to open up many, many gates.
我们知道在人类的历史当中，有很多的一些无神论的思想家。或者是哲学家或者宗教的领袖社会学家他们想出了很多很多的门。
And history has taught us that this gaze will lead us to agony, destruction, and moral bankruptcy.
那历史告诉我们说，这些许多的门给我们带来的就是痛苦，是毁灭，或者是人性的破产。
And Jesus opened one gate and one only.
耶稣他开了一个门，他也只开了一个门。
That will lead us to an abundant life.
这个门会让我们领我们到丰盛的生命。
And Jesus gave me human dignity.
耶稣给了我们人的尊严。
And our life is sacred in His sight.
我们的生命在耶稣的眼里是圣洁。
And He gave us hope.
他也给了我们希望。
And spiritual abundance.
也给了我们属灵的丰盛
and the meaning of life and freedom.
也给了我们生命的意义和自由
So in closing, I'm going to tell you a story and then I'm through.
最后我就给大家讲一个故事然后结束
And a story about a rich man who has a huge art gallery.
这个故事是关于一个非常富有的人他有很多的一些收藏品
And he also has a terrific son.
他有一个非常听话的好的孩子。
And this son went out the house and go to the street. And one day he met a beggar.
那这个孩子有一天他在户外，他就遇到了一位乞丐。
And for some reason he liked this beggar.
不知道什么原因，他非常喜欢这位乞丐。
And the beggar likes him too.
那这个乞丐呢也很喜欢他。
And they become meeting each other regularly.
他们开始有经常有这样的聚会。
And he told the beggar that about his house, the art gallery.
他也给这个乞丐讲述了他的家和他的父亲的收藏
and what his father did
他父亲所从事的事行业
and then they become good friends
他们就成了非常要好的朋友
and one day the young man stopped coming
一天呢这个富人的孩子就不再来了
one day, two days, three days
两天、三天、四天很多天过
去 the beggar finally found out he had a sudden death
这个乞丐后来终于发现他的朋友死了
and the beggar was sad and then he just somehow found some crayons and paper and started to draw a portrait of this young man
那这个乞丐呢他非常的伤心他就找来了一些纸和一些蜡笔他开始画了一幅他朋友的肖像
and then he went to the big house
他就来到他这个朋友的家
and he saw the gate watcher standing outside
他看见一个看门人在那个地方
and then he gave the portrait to this gate gate watcher.
他就把他画的这幅画给了这个看门人。
And this servant looked at it, make a face, and then okay, and then receive it.
那这个看门人收到他的画看了之后，然后就说好好好，他就把它收了起来。
But he thought that this is quite a nice gesture.
他是觉得说这是一个非常好的一个
姿态。So he kept the picture and wait for the right moment when the old man come out.
他就等一个时机，当这个富人出来的时候
and one day this old man drove his car to the gate
一天这个富人就开着车从家里出来
and then this servant hand him a portrait
这个看门人就把这幅画交给了这个富人
and said this is the picture of your son
他说这是你儿子的画
and this old man took it
这位老人这富人就去拉走了这幅画
and didn't say anything nothing happened
他没有说任何的话他离开了就
and years went by this rich man died
很多年过去以后这位富人他也过世了
and the family decided to auction the gallery
那他的家属就决定要拍卖他的这些画收藏
and then the beggar heard the news and then he went to the big house
这位乞丐他听到了这个消息他也就去了那个大房子
and then he saw many people lining up and try to get into the house
他看到很多人都排着队要进到这个房子里
and he gave himself a nice looking coat
他就自己想办法找到了
and tried to squeeze in
一套好的衣服然后就进了这套房
and he did
他成功了他进去了
so once entered the house there was a long hall
当他进到这个房子他看见有一个很长的一个走廊
and then eventually he entered into the art gallery
最后他来到了画室
and he saw all the grandmasters art pieces was there
他看到很多的一些大师的收藏都在里面。
You see Van Gogh and Picasso, all those famous pictures.
他看到有梵高有毕加索的收藏。
And then he saw his own picture, also, putting in the middle.
他看到他自己的画也被悬挂在当中。
And then the auctioneer came.
我们后来呢，这个 拍卖的主持人就来了。
And in one hand, he was holding a gavel.
他一个手就拉着那个拍卖锤。
And then another hand holding a magnifier.
另外一个手呢，他拉的是一个放大镜。
And then they examine and study all the pictures.
他检查仔细的看所有的画。
And then he said, "We are going to begin now."
然后他说，我们现在马上要开始拍卖了。
And the people, yeah, good, good.
然后人说，好好好。
And then he said, "There's one condition in the will."
他就说，在富人的遗嘱当中有这样的一个条件。
The portrait of his son is the first one to be auctioned.
他说，他儿子这幅肖像画是要第一被拍卖的。
But nobody came over to give an offer.
但是没有任何一个人去来竞拍这幅画。
So this beggar put his hand in his deep pocket and found a few coins.
那这个乞丐呢？他伸手到他口袋里，拉出他仅有的几个钱。
And walked forward to the auctioneer.
然后他就把这个钱给了这个竞拍这个拍卖的主持人。
And the auctioneer said, "Any counter offer?"
这个拍卖的主持人就说：“还有别人要竞拍吗？”
No one do anything.
但是没有任何人。
So bang, he pounded the gravel.
他就拍卖锤就敲响了。
So,
说这幅画拍卖成交。
And then this beggar took the picture and slowly walked out the house.
那这个乞丐就拉了这幅画就离开了。
And halfway, as he walked out on the hallway, and the auctioneer said, "There's a second condition."
当他走出一半的时候，这个拍卖的主持人就说有。富人的遗嘱当中有第二个条件。
It is also clearly written in the will.
是非常清楚的，在他的遗嘱中有这样的记载。
Whoever bids on the portrait of the son gets the whole gallery.
说不论是谁获得了他的儿子的父肖像，就会得到了所有的他的收藏。
So in the same way, if we have the Son of God, we have everything.
同样的，如果我们有神的爱子，我们就有所有的一切。
Because Jesus said, "He who has the Son has life." He who has not the Son has not life.
因为圣经中有这样提到，有人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So this is the secret of getting the abundant life.
这就是我们获得丰盛生命的秘诀。
It's my prayerful hope that every one of us will receive Jesus' abundant life.
这是我的希望，也是我的祷告。我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹能够得到丰盛的生命。
And we don't have to do anything.
我们不需要做事情，其实。
Because Jesus has done everything on the cross for us.
其实耶稣已经在十字架上为我们成就了一切。
This is the grace.
这是神的恩典。
If you try to do something to win God's favor, you're really insulting God.
如果你想通过自己的努力，好像想获得神的喜爱，其实这是对神的一种侮辱。
So Jesus received us as we are.
耶稣他照着我们的本相接受我们。
But he loved us to the extent that once he received us, he wanted us to change.
但是他真的深深的爱我们，他知道当我们接受他的时候，他希望我们能够改变我们的生命。
And it's not a legalism. You have to do this, don't do this.
这不是律法主义，你需要做这个做那个。
He changed what we do and changed what we want to do.
他不但改变我们做的事情，也改变了我们内心中所想要做的事情。
So we should give thanks to God and thank you for His grace.
我们要归赞美归感谢给我们的神。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Jesus, we thank you for what you have done on the cross for all of us.
亲爱的耶稣，我们为你在十字架上为我们成就的一切，我们献上我们的感谢。
All these are grace.
所有的这一切都是出于你的恩典。